It all comes back to awareness. By becoming aware that he was stuck on one part of the rim of his wheel and realizing that he had other options regarding where he directed his concentration, Jason learned to shift his focus and therefore his mental state. That meant he could then make decisions that made life much easier for both himself and his family. They all survived this difficult phase without having to remove the ceiling fan. But once again, integration led not only to surviving, but to thriving as well. MindSight wasn't just a band-aid for Jason that helped him and his parents deal with one particular difficult nighttime obstacle. It also produced a more fundamental change that will create benefits long into adulthood. In other words, learning to use the wheel of awareness and change where his attention was directed naturally changed Jason's perspective, but it did much more than that. As Jason, even at such a young age, understood this principle and practiced concentrating on other rim points, the neurons in his brain fired in new ways and made new connections. These new firings and wirings changed the makeup of his brain and left him less vulnerable not only to this particular fear and this particular obsession, but to future fears and obsessions as well, like when he felt petrified about singing on stage for the holiday concert at his school and nervous about going on a sleepover at his friend's house. MindSight, along with the awareness it brought, actually changed Jason's brain. Because of his nature, he may continue to deal with certain worries that come with his personality, but for the rest of his life, he'll reap the benefit of this whole brain work he's done as a young child, and he'll have at his disposal a powerful tool for dealing with other fears and obsessions. As Jason's mother and father found out, MindSight can be a thrilling discovery for parents, especially when they see the power of integration at work in their child's life. It's very exciting to understand and to teach our kids that we can use our minds to take control of our lives. By directing our attention, we can go from being influenced by factors within and around us to influencing them. When we become aware of the multitude of changing emotions and forces at work around us and within us, we can acknowledge them and even embrace them as parts of ourselves, but we don't have to allow them to bully us or define us. We can shift our focus to other rim points on the wheel of awareness so that we are no longer victims of forces seemingly beyond our control, but active participants in the process of deciding and affecting how we think and feel. What an amazing power to bestow on your children. When they understand some basic MindSight principles, and kids can often get the wheel of awareness idea at a very young age, even at the beginning of elementary school, they are empowered to more fully regulate their own bodies and minds and actually change the way they experience different life situations. Their downstairs brain and implicit memories will control them less, and their MindSight will help them live full and healthy lives from an integrated brain. But what if children get stuck on the rim and can't seem to get back to their hub? In other words, what if they can't seem to bring together the different parts of themselves because they are so fixated on one particular state of mind? As parents, we know that this stuckness happens all the time. Just think about Josh and his perfectionism. Even once he understands about the wheel of awareness and the different parts of himself, his need to excel may still overpower him at times. The same goes for Jason and his fear of the ceiling fan. An awareness of MindSight and the wheel of awareness can be very powerful, but that doesn't mean kids can easily switch the focus of their attention onto another rim point and move on with their lives. So, how can we help our kids increasingly integrate the different parts of themselves and become unstuck on rim points that are limiting them? How can we help them develop MindSight so they can more and more access its power to control their own lives? Let's talk about a few ways you can introduce MindSight to your kids and help them build skills they can use on a daily basis.
What you can do. Introducing your child to the power of MindSight. Whole brain strategy number 8. Let the clouds of emotions roll by. teaching that feelings come and go. As we've said repeatedly in our journey through this book, it's very important that kids learn about and understand their feelings. But it's also true that feelings need to be recognized for what they are: temporary, changing conditions. They are states, not traits. They're like the weather. Rain is real, and we'd be foolish to stand in a downpour and act as if it weren't actually raining. But we'd be just as foolish to expect that the sun will never reappear. We need to help children understand that the clouds of their emotions can and will roll on by. They won't feel sad or angry or hurt or lonely forever. This is a difficult concept for kids to understand at first. When they hurt or when they're scared, it's sometimes hard for them to imagine that they won't always suffer. Taking the long view isn't usually that easy, even for an adult, much less a young child. So we have to help them understand that feelings are temporary. On average, an emotion comes and goes in 90 seconds. If we can communicate to our children how fleeting most feelings are, then we can help them develop the mindset on display in the boy we mentioned earlier who corrected himself and said, "I'm not dumb, I just feel dumb right now." Younger kids will obviously need your help, but they can certainly grasp the idea that feelings come and go. The more kids understand that feelings come and go, the less they'll get stuck on the rim of their wheel, and the more they'll be able to live life and make decisions from their hub. Whole brain strategy number 9. Sift. Sensations, images, feelings, thoughts. Paying attention to what's going on inside. In order for kids to develop mindsight and then influence the different thoughts, desires, and emotions whirling around within them, they first need to become aware of what it is they are actually experiencing. That means one of our most important parenting jobs is to help our children recognize and understand the different rim points of their individual wheel of awareness. You don't have to have a serious sit-down meeting to communicate this idea. Find ways to work with the concept during your daily interactions with your kids. I recently decided the idea would be helpful in changing my 7-year-old son's mood as I was driving him to school one morning. He was upset that his trip to Dodger Stadium had been postponed, so I took the opportunity to introduce him to the windshield of awareness. "Look at all the spots on our windshield. These spots are like all the different things you are thinking and feeling right now. There are a lot. See this smudge right here? That's how mad you feel at Dad right now. And those yellow bug guts? That's your disappointment that you're not going to get to go to the game tonight. But see that splat right there? That's how much you believe Dad when he says he'll take you next weekend. And that one there is how you know you can have a good day today anyway, because you get to eat lunch and play kickball at recess with Ryan." You can use anything available to you: a windshield, an actual bicycle wheel, a piano keyboard, or whatever is nearby. Just help your kids understand that there are many parts of themselves that they can get to know and integrate with one another. One of the best ways to begin orienting kids to what's on their rim is to help them learn to sift through all the sensations, images, feelings, and thoughts that are affecting them. By paying attention to their physical sensations, for example, children can become much more aware of what's going on inside their bodies. They can learn to recognize stomach butterflies as markers of anxiety, a desire to hit as anger or frustration, heavy shoulders as sadness, and so on. They can identify tension in their body when they're nervous, then learn to relax their shoulders and take deep breaths to calm themselves. Simply recognizing different sensations like hunger, tiredness, excitement, and grumpiness can give children a great deal of understanding and ultimately influence over their feelings. In addition to sensations, we need to teach our kids to sift for images that are affecting the way they look at and interact with the world. Some images remain from the past, like the memory of a parent on a hospital gurney or an embarrassing moment at school. Others might be fabricated from their imaginations or even nightmares they've had. A child who worries about being left out and isolated at recess might, for example, picture herself on a lonely swing by herself. Or another child might struggle with nighttime fears as a result of the images he remembers from a scary dream. When a child becomes aware of the images that are active in his mind, he can use his mind sight to take control of those images and greatly diminish the power they have over him. For example, if your child says, "I can't go to sleep, I'm scared of mummies," instead of dismissing and denying by replying, "There's nothing to be afraid of, look around, there are no mummies in the closet or under the bed or anywhere in your room, now go to sleep, you're safe." Try using mind sight to take control of the images. "I can't go to sleep, I'm scared of mummies." You can say, "That can be scary, having those pictures in your mind. Do you know what you can do? You can change the picture." "How?" "Well, what if we made the picture less scary and more funny? Like, what if we put a tutu and a baseball hat on that mummy, or if he had a mask and a snorkel?" Kids can also be taught to sift for feelings and emotions they are experiencing. Take time to ask kids how they feel and help them be specific so they can go from vague emotional descriptors like fine and bad to more precise ones like disappointed, anxious, jealous, and excited. One reason kids often don't express the complexity of a particular emotion is that they haven't yet learned to think about their feelings in a sophisticated way that recognizes the variety and richness within them. As a result, they don't use a full spectrum of emotions in their responses, and instead paint their emotional pictures primarily in black and white. Ideally, we want our kids to recognize that there's a colorful rainbow of rich emotions within them and to pay attention to these different possibilities. Without mind sight into what's going on in their whole brain, they'll be trapped in black and white, like old TV reruns we watch over and over again. When they have a full emotional palette, they are able to experience the vivid technicolor that a deep and vibrant emotional life allows. This teaching takes place, again, in your everyday interactions with your kids, and it begins before they can even talk. "I know it's disappointing that you can't have the candy." Then, as they get older, you can increasingly introduce them to more subtleties of emotion. "I'm sorry your ski trip got canceled. If that happened to me, I'd be feeling all kinds of things. Mad, disappointed, hurt, let down. What else?" Thoughts are different from feelings, sensations, and images in that they represent the more left-brained part of the sifting process. They are what we think about, what we tell ourselves, and how we narrate the story of our own lives using words. Kids can learn to pay attention to the thoughts running through their heads and understand that they don't have to believe every one of them. They can even argue with the ideas that aren't helpful or healthy or even true. Through this self-talk, they can direct their attention away from rim points that are limiting them and toward those that lead to happiness and growth. Mind sight lets them return to their hub and pay attention to their thoughts. Then, from that place of awareness, they can use self-talk to remind themselves of other rim points, of other thoughts and feelings that are also important parts of themselves.